The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt and I, we have Kevin Lee on the phone. We have Jessica Rose Clark on the phone. It ends abruptly at one point, but then we come back. It's a technical failure. Don't worry. It's all handled.
Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh, on the button.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again.
He's out.
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Hello and welcome to UFC Unfiltered. I'm going to start talking more like a professional broadcaster because they always pause in weird spots. Jim Norton along with Matt Serra here talking UFC.
I like this.
And all things mixed martial arts. Matt, how are you?
Hi, everybody. It's really nice out. Am I the weather guy?
Yeah.
I'm not the weather guy. I don't know. I wanted to try me like some kind of news guy.
I like it. It sounds very believable. I think we're good together.
Jimmy, I need dental floss, man. I got a fucking...
I keep offering Matt a nice fat piece of dental floss, but he won't take it.
But why would you have that on you?
Well...
Oh, I see what's going on. Hi, Jimmy. I just caught on to everything. Yes. Listen, so exciting, dude.
50-year-old man making a penis joke to my friend.
I know. And then it takes your friend a couple of seconds to realize what's going on.
We have Jessica Rose Clark calling in today. We have Kevin Lee, who is fighting... Matt's good pal, Al Iaquinta.
Yes.
They are fighting this Saturday in Milwaukee.
I'll be there.
Which, that's a really, this is a kind of a, Al won the first fight. It was a short notice fight. And I want to get Al on this show. I know Matt says Al's been very, very focused, but he does listen to the program. So, Al, I am appealing to you. We would love to have you on the show.
Oh, he'll be on.
I hope so.
He listens.
I like it. That's what I'm saying.
He's listening right now.
I like Al. We love your fighting.
Yeah.
You were great against Khabib on short notice. You had zero training for the guy. So I'm happy for how well things are going.
I like how what that fight would hit with Khabib and him. And first of all, one of my proudest and most like best moments ever in a corner, even though he didn't get the victory, it was like a moral victory. And it was something that you know, people thought he did so well. I mean, the guy went out of there unscathed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He's unscathed.
His face was okay. He was fine. He could have fought again. He could have... Dude, they could be still fighting if they didn't end that thing. I mean, he was still in that fucking fight from the beginning to end. And...
He beat up Connor.
People thought that Connor... People were giving Connor more of a shot because of what Al did. But they didn't realize that Connor is not Al.
Right.
All right. Al might not be Connor on the mic, but in the cage,
that's right.
It's a whole other thing, man. I think Al could take anybody in that fucking
Al's
thing.
Fun on the mic, though. That's the thing.
No, Al's
like,
himself.
Like the build up.
He plugs real estate. I mean, how do you not love that?
The few hours of the build up with him and Khabib at the press conference and everything, like Al's very entertaining. You know, it's just a different way than.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. He calls it. How's he sees? Listen, he's himself. I think he's hysterical, man. There was something with Lee with the first fight. He said something like it was like 3 weeks away, and then Al put, I don't want to bring up old shit, so I don't want to like be like shit stirrer, but it's funny. Like he put something like, oh, the first fight, he took it on a 3 week notice. And then Al just put something out there. I'm not on Twitter, but Longo told me about this. He put something out there where it was like, yeah, we signed that thing on December 10th. The fight was in February. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, he basically was just like, no, dude, no. It wasn't short notice. Oh.
By the way, this is, I don't know what kind of friends you have. Like, you hang out with Al Iaquinta. You hang out with Chris Weidman. You had normal interactions from people.
Yeah. He's not.
Here's the text I just got.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get my new girl to slap me.
Oh!
But she won't. She does tease me and get me to beg and gives me wedgies and puts her feet all over me. It's heaven, Jim. The other day, she dressed up slutty and made me fake pay her. I love her.
Wait, this is a...
My buddy of mine.
Oh, it's your buddy?
Yeah, Ally Quinter.
That is not... First of all,
no,
that wasn't
Ally Quinter.
No,
it's just a friend. But I'm saying you get these texts from fighters. That's what I get. Crazy comedians. I'm happy to get that text,
buddy. You're a black belt in that.
Dude, you know what? What you are to jiu-jitsu, I am, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. In my world, in that world,
yeah.
I am... You'd have to call me Henzo Norton.
In the world of what?
Of being a dirty boy.
Of being deviant?
Of being a dirty boy. And like, you know the way you guys are talking about Abu Dhabi and all these tournaments? Remember that time we went and we did this? I'll talk to my friend and go, so you fake paid her? And he'll go, yeah. Oh, remember that time the old mistress who changed her name used to slap me and put her? Yes, I do remember you telling me that.
Henzo Disgracie.
I'll tell you.
That's very funny. Hold on, Chris. My mic just cut out.
I just took
mine out,
too.
No, you're good. I can hear it. It's a clue fellow. Yeah.
That's funny. Henzo Disgracie.
Disgracie.
If my mic was working, my headphones, I would have laughed very hard. That's a great joke.
That is a great joke. I missed it, too. I wasn't paying attention. Kind of like when I talked about my precious moment of me watching Queen on the my living room
floor. Well, your mom, that was nice.
Well, my deceased mother, now she's passed. But back when she was alive, she loved it.
Sure.
And I remember it as a kid. I let that out to you guys, and you guys like, what? The fuck, you did bring that up?
That was a nice story.
Do you remember it?
Sure. I remember that you watched it with your mom on the floor.
Jimmy, it was
Wembley Stadium.
They did so well, Queen.
Yeah, they did. Look. By the way, what did my friend just do? See how good your memory is.
What did your friend
Master mean? Henzo Norton is asking a question about deviants.
About what? He wanted the girl to smack him, and she wouldn't smack him.
Yeah. Fake pays her, though.
Fake pays
her.
Oh, he fake pays her?
It was like a dirty fantasy. She dressed up real slutty, and she made him.
Oh, it's his girlfriend or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
How hot is that?
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I got to switch it up. You know what I've been doing lately? It's something I don't know if you know about. It's called
I have girls make me real pay them, and I fake pretend they like me. Yeah. It's just the opposite. What's that?
Did you ever hear of the missionary position?
Sure.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a wild man. All right, listen. What do we got? What do we got? What
depression.
Do we got?
We get depression.
Are we? No, sorry. Are we going to make our picks, or is it too early for that?
We should make
our picks. Or do you want to talk some news? I know Kevin Lee's calling in soon.
Yeah, we're going to talk
Kevin
in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask them. I mean,
I'll ask Kenny.
I'll start the first question with him, and I'll ask basically just what's the game plan?
Sure.
Hey, you know what, Matt? Actually, here's something we could do before Kevin Lee calls in. So we got fan questions we put up on UFC.
I'll be happy to answer.
UFC Unfiltered on Instagram.
How do you know it's for you?
Follow us on.
Is it for both of us?
Well,
all right, no, go, do your plug.
So they asked questions for Kevin Lee and Jessica Rose Clark.
Yeah.
There's a question for you, though, Matt, that snuck through. Andrew Sean Clark said, hey, Matt, Sarah, BJJ, can you please unblock me? I was only joking about you being a Conor hater. I'm no troll. Cheers.
Oh, well, you know what it is? Oh, no, I'll unblock him. Tell him. Oh, he blocked me. So how do I find them on there?
I'll help you do it.
All right. You know what it is? Sometimes, like, I keep my my social media a happy place. That's why I go to Twitter, because it's impossible to keep it positive.
You can mute people.
Yeah, but it was just so much negativity comes at you. Where I think it's a lot less on Instagram, and it's easy just to block whatever.
Because more people are doing, you know, there are trolls on Instagram, but more people, it's their real life.
Yeah.
And this photo, more people just kind of use that. Like for real life, as opposed to just to go and fuck with someone.
Exactly, but I mean, but I still just if I have a sense of anything negative, I'll just block it. Only because I don't like negativity and I don't like negative shit. So if he said something like you hate, I mean, people say that all the time about me and Connor, and I don't, man. I like his coach a lot. I think he's a very likable dude.
Yeah,
that Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
I like him, and I like Supreme
watching
Court
Connor. Justice. Yeah, tough. He had a tough confirmation hearing.
Could you not break my balls all the time? It's bad enough you make fun of the way I dress.
But I,
Jimmy, I'm sorry. Jimmy, you're being like a cute little bird. What's the matter, Jimmy?
I just recognized the name. I had this. All
right,
name.
It's John Kavanaugh.
What's his name?
Yeah, John Kavanaugh.
Of course, it is John Kavanaugh. Fuck. Everybody calls him Coach Kavanaugh. I forget the first name. It's John. Right, of course, it's John.
Judge.
That's my middle name.
John or Judge?
John. Okay,
that's my title. when I meet a woman.
They treat you like one. No. What?
Well, yeah, I am one. That's okay. What I'm saying.
What do you call a toilet again?
That's not Jim Norton.
Fucking Jimmy. Jimmy. What was I? Oh, dude. Can we talk about me getting lightheaded?
Yes, sir.
Everything? Like, what was I going to say? We were talking about something right before that.
Well, you were unblocking.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know what this dude said. Maybe he should have said what he said.
Right.
And then maybe I'll decide whether, because some people, if they say, I usually don't do it over something little, but if it's something like negative, I'm like, I'm gone from my fucking social media.
Yeah,
but I'll take another look at it.
Matt doesn't, here's what I like about Matt. Matt's a really honest guy.
Thank you.
And the other day we were talking about, you said that guy had contacted you. Yeah. And you didn't care. You were like, hey, dude, go fuck yourself. Lose my number. Like, you're super honest.
Oh, yeah. My elementary school
baseball player. Have you talked to him since?
He never contacted me since. Maybe he got the word. I don't know if he listens or anything. He probably doesn't. He just liked my Instagram, he said.
I still like
it. And then he wanted to do something for kids that get bullied. And he wants to be the co-founder. He wants to be the founder of it. That's all he wants, to be the founder. And then we'll meet at a pizzeria and we'll talk about.
He'll make the introductions.
Zero ideas. Just introduce me to people.
Sure.
And then you boil it all down just for the people that didn't hear that episode, and he don't give a fuck. I go, dude, do you even care about these kids getting bullied? He goes, nah, listen, man, I just want my name attached to this thing. Hey, if it makes you feel any better, if I see any kids getting bullied, I'll step in. Oh, really? Would you? Okay, fuck off. Lose my number. I wasn't tight with this kid anyway. Stupid little jock. Go fuck yourself, kid. All right. Anyway. Like I said, Jimmy, I have enough friends. I really do. You know who's a friend of mine? Besides you and Chris the producer?
Ally Aquinta.
I'm flying out tomorrow to.
Oh, you guys go tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I just saw Aljo's out there with him. Longo's flying.
Is he out there now?
Aljo's out there with him now.
Al's out there in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Al's out there. I was training over at Duke. I want to give a shout out to Duke Rufus. He was opening his doors for him and doing the right thing. I really appreciate that, Duke Rufus.
Where does Kevin train?
He trains in Vegas, I believe. Does. He's over there and, you know.
I think Chris might be getting him on the phone. Oh, he's from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was from Detroit, right?
Good, I have some presidential questions for Kevin Lee.
Ooh. What? What the fuck is that?
I keep asking for a cough button. They won't get me one, so I really...
Then the unfiltered army is going to have to just deal with it.
Yeah. It's rude. I don't mean...
You're right.
Guys.
I
apologize.
That, guys.
By the time I do this show, I've been talking for 3 hours already. I've done my radio show.
For how many hours?
Three. I do a three-hour radio show. Sometimes four. And then this. And then I got Chip
People
later. All right. What's up, Kevin? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, no?
No. Somebody else answered his phone. I think he left his cell phone, so I'll get another number.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you know what? Hold on.
Oh, good.
There he is. Kevin! Who we got? Here he is.
There we go.
We got Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. You're talking to Matt Serra and Jim Norton. How are you, man?
What's up, Kevin?
Are we right in it? What's going on? I'm smooth. How y'all doing?
Have we spoken to Kevin since we saw him at that UFC event in Vegas where it was 140 degrees in that tent?
I don't think so.
No,
we haven't. We haven't spoken, you know, that you're talking about the time that Matt Serra was about sizing me up for that, huh?
Nah, it's not true.
No, he was sizing up Luke Rockhold.
Oh, Matt.
That wasn't really a great setup on that thing, man. I felt like it was so we couldn't hear anybody and nobody. It was a horrible setup, whoever set that thing up.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But we appreciated you hanging out with us. So really quick, hey, Kevin, really, no, seriously, we're not on air yet. What's the game plan, man? I'm not going to...
Hey, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Matt. You know my game plan. Yeah. Come on, let's be real here.
Hey, listen, Kevin, I'll tell you this much. The one good thing I like about, you know, because listen, man, I'm going to be in the foxhole with my guy this weekend. You know that. I'm going to be there for now.
Yeah.
I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'll probably see you down there. And, you know, it's one of those things where I the one good thing is I enjoy watching you fight. So I had to watch a lot of your fights for this camp. So that's a good thing.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right.
That's what I can say. Well, I enjoy watching you fight, man.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy's got a lot of questions for you. No, I'm only kidding.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too. Obviously, you saw Al. He fought. He did quite well against Khabib on very, very short notice. What did you think of that fight? And were you impressed with what he did against Khabib?
he did what I expected him to do. You know, I think Khabib's, I've always seen Khabib had a lot of holes that not a lot of people have saw. And I thought that Al, I didn't think that he would be able to win the fight just because of everything was going against him. Stepping up on such short notice when he was getting ready for a three rounder. But
right.
He did what I thought he was going to do. He showed some holes in Khabib's game, and Al's tough. I don't take nothing away from him. He's going to stay in the fight the whole time. It's just going to be a completely different I'm bringing a completely different game to him.
And to your credit, Kevin, you're one of the few guys that's been actually calling for that Khabib fight.
Oh, yeah.
I give you credit with that.
I mean, that's what this is about, too. Let's keep it real here. I'm chasing titles, so... You know, me and Al, we might have a little bit of history. You know, we got the thing going on, but at the end of the day, I'm chasing after that title.
Now, is this the first rematch you've ever had?
Yeah, yep.
And is there anything different in mentally going into it with a guy who has, and again, it was a decision, it was short notice. I mean, it was certainly a competitive fight, but is there anything mentally that changes when you're going into a rematch with a guy who's beaten you?
I mean, yeah. Either way, you know, the biggest difference for me has been mentally. You know, it is, you know, once my mental side catches up with the physical, I'm going to be unstoppable. And this is going to be one of the fights that's going to show that just because, you know, he does have that little win over me. He does. And Al's tough, too. And even if we didn't have that history, I think Al would have been the smartest step up. Mostly because y'all been watching me too. I know, Matt. Y'all been looking at me for a minute. Y'all knew this fight was on the horizon. Y'all prepared him probably right. I seen some of the y'all don't sound too confident in what you're talking about. I don't really know how you think you're gonna catch me, but I feel like he's gonna show up on his A game and it's gonna bring the best out of me.
Wait, who doesn't sound confident talking about it?
Yeah, I mean y'all don't sound too confident when I don't know. I don't see no way that you think he gonna beat me. I think in your heart of hearts, y'all kind of know that. But you know, we'll leave that. I'll leave that for you, and you know, and you can go back and forth with Al on that.
Now just because we're on this subject, because Jimmy just brought up that it was short notice the first fight, but was it short notice? Because I know you and Al were going back and forth with that. And listen, I don't know when shit was signed. Al said that shit was signed on December 10th, and it was in February. And listen, it might be the past, but we're bringing up short notice. Jimmy brought that shit up.
Yeah, I am.
I think I signed my promotional agreement in December, and then they came with the opponent after. But again, you know, it's just a completely different – you're talking about a completely different camp even. I didn't even know how to set up a training camp, so I only trained 3 weeks for the fight after New Year's, and the fight was February 1st, so – you know, I think I started training like January 6th or something like that for that fight, because I wasn't even in Grand Rapids where I was. Hey, again, we talking about the past. I ain't really too concerned with it or too worried about it. Just know I've been training for this one. It's been a hell of a training camp, so I'm prepared in all their areas.
Now I've had a few guys that I fought more than once, and is there something? Does it add a little bit? I know you're a professional, but the fact that you feel that you could even the score with this one and get some redemption, does that help in the training?
Yeah, I mean, it adds a little bit more fun to it. Again, I keep a longer vision in my head. So either way, each fight I know is the toughest fight. And again, I can't take nothing away from Al. He is going to be in there for the full 25 if I let him. And he's going to keep pushing forward, and he's going to keep trying to hit me and keep trying to beat me. So, you know, I wake up with that, you know, that in my head, and that's what kind of motivates me to train even harder. Yeah, he's got that I guess he's got the win, but, you know, it was a close fight the first time, and I feel like I've just changed so much since then. I was the first tough guy that I fought that actually hit me back. You know, you know, Matt, you was there in the arena. I got, you know, the first punch kind of even shocked me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's his best case this time is to either catch me cold or catch me tired. which neither one of them is going to happen. I made sure of that in training camp, and you know, I'm going to whoop his ass for 25 minutes.
And Kevin, you said something interesting before. You said when the mental catches up with the physical, I'm going to be unstoppable. What do you mean by that, when the mental catches up with the physical? Because you seem mentally in a great place.
You know, I think it's just one of the things that Paulus would tell me a lot about my late coach. And, you know, he just, to be a real champion, you have to focus for the entire time. And I think, you know, I'm mostly pointing to the fight with Tony Ferguson. When I look back at that fight, that I got sucked out of the fight for a minute. You know, I just wasn't focused enough, if I'm being completely honest. And those are things that I'm fixing and working on. And especially against somebody like Al, who I know is going to be in the fight the whole time, I'm going to make sure I'm in there and I'm staying focused, and I stick to my game plan to do what I got to do. We've come up with a really solid strategy for this one. So I stick to the strategy. I do what I do, and it's going to be an easy night.
Yeah. Now, when you look at Al, what holes do you see? All right, listen, I'm fucking around. You're going to have to ask these questions.
I'll ask a question.
Because like I have an ulterior motive.
You know me. I'm going to keep it real with you. Yeah. So, you know, not only do I think I smoke him on the ground, I think his jiu-jitsu is very basic. I think he's got some, you know, he's got some decent wrestling. He's got some decent defense. You know, even on his feet, he's got a lot of holes. So, you know, you don't know what you're looking at until you're looking at it. And you don't know if you're too close to the fence to see what you're seeing. But we'll see you on Saturday.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too. You said you got kind of taken out of the fight against Ferguson. What happened that took you out mentally a little bit? And you said, when did that happen?
You know, it was just a moment. You know, you can say a lot of things before the fight. You don't know until you're actually in there. It's one of the things that I learned against Al the first time. You know, I took a big step up going into that fight, going from, you know, fighting in front of country bars and in front of a couple hundred people to fighting at Prudential Center. And you get kind of that deer in headlights moment almost, where you get unfocused. And it, like I said, it just took me out of the fight a little bit. Same thing happened with Ferguson. If I'm being completely honest, it was a little too much too soon. I tried to put too much on my plate, and those were things that I feel like I'm learning as I grow and get more experience. And you know, I'm a different guy now. I got a lot of experience under my belt, and I understand things a little bit better. So the more I understand things, the sharper I get mentally.
Does your mind wander a lot? Like, are you like an ADD? Because my mind is all over the place. It's hard to focus. Are you like that? And just in real life.
I mean, no, not like that. I mean, it ain't like I'm in there thinking about, you know, what I'm going to eat for dinner that night or some shit. It's just when you competing with such high level guys, when you competing with the best of the best in the world, I gotta be sharp. I gotta be on my A game the whole time. And then once I am that, I feel like there's nobody that can catch up with me.
Have you ever, again, I have no fight experience. I can tell you, though, that on stage I've had weird thoughts. And again, there's no punching you in the fucking face on stage. But I've had weird thoughts that had nothing to do with what I was talking about. As I'm talking, my mind is somewhere else for a minute. Have you had that in a fight where all of a sudden you're fighting and then your mind just goes somewhere completely out of the fight?
I can't point to, like, no specific time. I mean, you know, you think about weird shit when you're in there. You know, I'm pretty sure Matt can tell you that too. You know, he's probably had a fight or two where, you know, he thought about something weird for a second and then kind of like snapped back to it. I can't tell you no specific time that happened, but again, you kind of get punched in the face and you wake yourself back up. Or, you know, I keep a clear head going in there and I stay focused the whole time. And that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, it's going to be a completely different ball game.
Now, and Kevin, we also have some fan questions that we do this thing once in a while. The fans are writing questions and they get to ask. So we're going to read a couple. This one is R Solis 22 off. This is Instagram or Twitter.
Sorry, my mic was off. Yeah, that's on UFC. I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, but it's UFC News on Twitter or UFC Unfiltered on Instagram.
Okay. Now, Kevin, this is from a fan. Of all the rules in MMA, specifically in UFC, are there any rules that you'd like to see changed or modified, like weight cutting, in-cage legal moves?
I mean, definitely the weight cutting. Weight classes in particular, you know, I think that's the best way that you kind of solve it. I feel like I was one of the first guys to start talking about that 165-pound division. I think it's coming. I think it's for sure. You know, I'm very confident in going into this weight cut and making 155 again. It's going to be a breeze. But, you know, I feel like it's a little unnecessary, and that's something that they could fix. If you talk about actual fighting, I feel like they can get rid of that 12-6 elbow rule. It's a little ridiculous at this point, especially when you guys got guys throwing the same elbows from just a different angle.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's Jones's only loss was that disqualification because of that.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is, right? Let's see here. Okay, here's a Jay Harper 285 silly question. Favorite thing to eat after the weigh-ins or the next meal after the fight?
Let's see. I mean, I don't know. It kind of switch up from time to time. I like a big, I guess a little bit of steak and some pasta. You know, I get a little, I might pull a little New York out my head and pull out the pasta. So, yeah, you know, I'll carb load up.
All right. And do you still live in Grand Rapids, Kevin, or no?
No, I've been in Vegas for the last 4 years now. Okay. I only lived in Grand Rapids for a few years.
Oh, okay. But as a young man, was it fun? Would you get together with all your friends and go down to the Gerald Ford Museum?
Yeah. All right. So are these questions from
this is from Jim Norton. No. This is from Jim Norton, because I know nothing about Grand Rapids other than the fact that I went there. I've done gigs, and I went to the fucking Gerald Ford Museum, and it was lackluster.
Well, no, I grew up in Detroit. You know, I lived there until I was 19. Then I moved to Grand Rapids for 2 years while I was in college, and then, you know, then moved on to Vegas. But for the most part, I was in Detroit. I don't know nothing about really the Grand Rapids. You know, I thought this was Al's fake Twitter account. I know that man got a lot of time on his hands. He do a lot of trolling.
No, that was Jim Norton. I saw that you were from, it said Grand Rapids, and I said, all right, good. This is going to be 30 plus minutes on Gerald Ford, but I'm disappointed.
I got a Detroit question. MGK or Eminem? Who's winning? Tell me your thoughts.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I got to go with M. Come on.
Come on.
That's not even really, we don't really even.
Yes, right.
We don't even feel like Eminem really represent us like that, but still, Eminem did his thing.
You're not a big fan of Machine Gun Kelly? Rap Devil?
I mean, I fuck with Machine Gun Kelly, but not for when he's going after. You know, you got to pay homage. You gotta show some respect to guys that are before you, that kind of set the way for you. I don't see how you. I mean, I guess he tried to shoot his shot, but you gotta pay homage sometimes.
Yeah, he seems like he did a little bit, and then just kind of.
And then Killshot came.
And then Killshot came.
It's a problem.
All right, Kevin. Look, man. Well, good luck. Obviously, we hope you have a good fight, fighting Ally Aquinta in the main event at Milwaukee this Saturday. It's the final fight on Fox, UFC Fight Night, Lee versus Aquinta 2, the rematch. And I know this is going to be a great fight.
Wait. Hold on. We get fan questions. We get Jim Norton questions. We get Matt Sierra questions. Can I get a question in
yes,
on the sideline or something?
Of course.
Yes.
So how do you guys see me? And let's go into Matt, too. What's the game? How do you see Al beating me?
Well, listen. Now, you're a smart little mofo, aren't you? I know you, Kevin Lee. And I know your mind games. And I know you want me to be like, really? This is how? And just lay all that shit out for you. I will say this. Listen, man, I know you're a well-rounded dude. I respect you, and I like you, Kevin. I'm being honest. I think it's all business on my side. But I'm not locked in the cage. I'm on the outside of the cage. But I do know this, that, fuck, man. I mean, Al's meant to be in that cage. You know, and I'm looking forward to it, man. He's an absolute beast. Great camp. And that's about as far as I'm going to say about his game plan. I just know he's been having some great sparring, great rolling, and that's all I'm saying. He's looking fucking phenomenal. It's going to be a great fight, Kevin Lee. I can't wait, awesome. Man.
Great to hear it. Make sure he has his hands up.
Oh, listen to me. Listen, it's going to be fantastic. See, I try to not. I'm trying not to get hyped up.
But Matt did
Kevin
tell
knows
me.
How to, Kevin knows how to poke the little fucking the
great,
bear.
Great answer, Matt. Great answer. Yeah. Great answer.
I said, is there a game plan? And he kept showing me that scene in The Karate Kid where he does the crane and he wins.
Hey, listen to me. His hands might go low, but watch out for that fucking crane kick, Kevin Lee.
Great answer,
We had him down on Long Beach. We had him on the fucking thing where he was doing that fucking practicing that crane kick like Daniel Caruso.
Wait, wouldn't that be effective in martial arts?
They can't all be out of the park, Kevin Lee.
Thank you, Kevin. We're fans, man. We like you a lot.
You're right about that. They can't all be winners. I appreciate you, fellas.
All right. Take care, man.
Take care, Kevin.
He's a hard guy not to like. Like, how does anybody not like Kevin Lee?
I like him, man. He's great. Was he being condescending when he said good answer, or he knows he's not that?
He's joking.
I know. I like Kevin Lee. Yeah, I do.
Great fighter. He's a charismatic guy. Great on the mic. Him and Al are a good matchup in both ways, physically and also. Neither one of these guys is afraid to fucking talk shit on the mic.
He's smart. Like first of all, he could recognize it. Well, you're smart too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Kevin Lee could recognize that he's going to be in there with a real one.
Yeah,
you know. You know, obviously I'm not getting specific. I myself and Longo couldn't be happier where Al is right now. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not talking about Milwaukee. I'm talking about
how can he be happy in Milwaukee? See, what they're going to a fucking Brewers game?
But, this
weather.
He's just looking like an absolute beast. And I know, I hold Kevin Lee in high regard.
Yep.
And, you know, My answer to that, I don't like to be disrespectful to Kevin, but I feel he could beat him everywhere. He could beat him on the floor, he could beat him in wrestling, and he could beat him on the feet.
Now, I'll be honest.
You know.
Here's what I want to see after this fight.
Yes.
I want to see Aya Quinta, Paul Felder.
Well, I mean,
that's a fight I want to see.
Well, Paul Felder's got a big task in front of him with James Vick.
Yes, he definitely
that.
Does. But I mean, that's
James Vick's a hurdle to get over.
I'm disappointed that fight didn't happen.
But I'll tell you right now.
Comment?
Either one of these guys. Yeah, no, that would have been a battle. But either one of these guys win, and depending on how they win, they're right there. They're right there in the talks. Especially, Al does what we feel he's going to do. This is on Al's point of it. Like, dude, look, you know, he didn't fight Khabib with a camp. Let's remember that. So he didn't fight the best Al.
And like Kevin said, he was training. Al was training for a 3-round fight, and he was training for a stand-up guy. He was training for Paul Felder.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a totally different animal there, different thing. Imagine him with that kind of camp, you know. And hey, listen, if fate has it that Kevin Lee wins, you know, I'm gonna be fucking depressed. Not only, but I will be. But you know, let's say, man, you gotta, you know, this is MMA. He wins, and look, man, he had what we did not mention. I was gonna mention it, but then my ADE kicked in, and I went somewhere else. Kind of like it's doing now. No, is that Kevin Lee did fight. He was talking about his what he learned from losing to Tony Ferguson. He also had that staph infection. Let's not forget that.
Oh, right.
And I was gonna bring that up to give him credit for that.
He did, yeah.
And by the time it got around to me, I forgot. So I'm bringing it. I'll give him credit for that.
Do you want to do our picks?
I'm down for that.
Yeah, let's do it. Sure.
Daddy would like to tinkle.
Oh, this can't keep happening.
Why? I pee that? A lot.
Okay. All right. Take a break.
Oh, wait. That can't keep happening?
What can't? Pee?
He's referring to himself as Daddy? I don't know. You know, you're not bothered by that?
Oh, is that what's going on?
No, Daddy makes picks.
If you're Daddy, then what am I? Think about it.
You're a...
Let's talk about it.
Eager houseboy.
I don't want to be the houseboy.
This holiday season, send the gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years, Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to our listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you enter the code JINGLE into the search bar. You're going to get 74% off an Omaha... Wow! 74% off an Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195... Now only $49.99. That is phenomenal. I literally thought I misread that. That is fantastic. 74% off. Here's what you get when you order now. 4 hand-cut, aged to tenderness, top sirloin steaks. 2 savory premium pork chops. 4 fried chicken steaks. 4 Omaha steak burgers. 4 snappy kielbasa sausages. All beef meatballs. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin. 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. Plus, or is it tartlets? I don't know. 4 more burgers for free. All this for $50.
It's pretty crazy.
Omaha Steaks, 5th generation family owned, over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand cut by master butchers in Omaha. Your order is fresh frozen and ready to cook, and you can get online support with recipes, wine pairings, and so much more. And again, this limited time package, only $49.99. You go to omahasteaks.com, type jingle in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer is going to end soon. omahasteaks.com, type jingle into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
What up, everybody? This is CJ McCollum from the Portland Trail Blazers. And here's a little taste of what we talked about on this week's Pull Up podcast. Very special mini post-Game 7 episode of Pull Up. An epic Game 7 in Denver.
37 points, back-to-back, essentially closeout buckets. Why were you so successful last night?
I think it just really came down to my demeanor and mindset. Empty the clip, leave nothing out there. I wanted to say I did everything in my power, and I left all my bullets out there on the court and didn't bring anything home.
How do you shift to a completely new animal, an absolute monster in the Warriors?
In the playoffs, it just comes down to X's and O's and execution more so than anything else. The Warriors aren't going to run a lot of plays. They're going to run a lot of misdirection out of timeouts and late clock situations. But most of it's going to be mid pick and roll. It's going to be pin downs and flares and things of that nature for Klay and Steph in a lot of transition. So you have to guard the 3-point line, get back in transition, and make it as difficult as possible on them. Don't forget to
pull up.
Subscribe and listen every week on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
After a stressful game, it's only natural to need some well-deserved rest. Upgrade your current sleep situation because Mattress Firm is offering the best bed deal of the year. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price for savings of up to $700. Plus, take home a free adjustable base up to a $699 value. That's $699 for free. You'll only find these deals during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. So don't miss your chance to start sleeping like a pro. Shop now at mattressfirm.com/sale. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable in bed. It's horrible. You're not rested the next day. You suck at work. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is offering the best bed deal of the year. Save up to $700 when you get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price. Plus, take home a free adjustable base that's up to a $699 value free. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for more details. Ah, I took a nice tinkle.
I didn't.
We have four fights to pick. And by the way, we have Jessica Rose Clark, who's fighting Andrea Lee. That's on the prelims. That's a great fight at flyweight.
Oh, yeah.
She's calling in shortly. Now, the first fight, oh, God, Jim, fun mistake. It's a lightweight fight. Jim Miller, who I love. It seems like Jim Miller's on every other card. What a fucking animal. Jim Miller is an animal.
This is a tough fight, but he won the first one.
Charles Oliveira, yes. He did. That is a tough fight. He won by a knee bar, and that was way back 8 years ago.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Almost 8 years to the day.
Yeah.
Like, what's the date of this fight coming up? And don't lie or I'll know.
December 15th.
Okay, so that was December 11th, so 8 years to the day.
Why don't lie?
It's a Hannibal Lecter line. When he asked her a question, he goes, "You know, what was your worst memory from childhood? And don't lie or I'll know."
It was so weird.
I wonder why I can't get a girlfriend. Remind me of what I consider humor. Fucking asshole.
With Hannibal Lecter, he like felt threatening even though he was all locked up behind the thing. And he always felt like...
That's why he felt threatening. If they had Hannibal Lecter and he was just in a library with those... You know those cuffs cops give you when there's a bunch of you protesting? Those little fucking soft wrist cuffs?
Yeah.
Not the metal ones, but the ties, the hand ties. If they had Hannibal Lecter in a library with hand ties and a suit, you'd be like, this guy's a douche.
Yeah.
But they put him behind the glass, you know? Oh, Jack Crawford sent a trainee to me. And you're like, ooh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, Clarice. Ooh. Ah, Clarice.
Yes.
All
right. Wait a minute. Was she a great big fat person? I'll do James Gum. Whoever you want to do, folks. All right. Daddy's done.
I'm looking at
All right.
Jimmy. Bobby Green's fighting on this card in the prelims. That's nice. First, Dracoa Close.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He smells good, Dracoa.
Do we have a button that explodes?
Sorry, everybody.
First fight on this main card. By the way, this main card starts at 8 p.m. Eastern on Big Fox.
Is this the last one on Big Fox?
This is the last Fox card. It's the end of an era. Yeah, ESPN starts January 19th.
Do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jim Miller, always tough. He did win. What's Jim Miller's... What's he done in his last couple of fights?
So, Jim Miller had lost three in a row. He lost a majority decision to Poirier. Four in a row, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Unanimous decision to Anthony Pettis. He lost. Unanimous decision to Francisco Trinaldo, and then he got knocked out by Dan Hooker. And then he came back. His last fight, rear naked choke win over Alex White, which was like a turn back the clock kind of performance where he looked terrific. And he said he was finally healthy. He's always dealing with Lyme disease and all this stuff. So he's back training and he feels like he has it kind of under control. So he looked really, really good in his last fight, actually.
I'm going by Jim Miller.
Yeah, Charles Oliveira is so good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go against, I'm going to take Jim Miller. I'm going to take Jim Miller by a second round TKO.
Wow, that's bold.
You know what? I think it's maybe unlikely, but I took the same thing. I love Jim Miller. It's hard for me to root against him, and I'd like to see him get the win. No disrespect to Charles Oliveira, who I think is great too. But
Charles is upset.
It's going to be a battle. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a battle. I don't want to see it go the distance because I like a nice stoppage, but I'm going to see Jim Miller pulls out the decision on this one.
Sure.
You know? It's okay. Exciting. It's
it is. That's a good fight, and that's, it's a fun one.
I take that back. Third round stoppage, Jim Miller.
Great. Okay.
All right. I'm going to say TKO.
Cool.
Now, we have Rob Font. This is a great fight against Sergio Pettis.
Yep.
And who has been fighting at, he's number 2 flyweight.
Correct.
And this is his first bantamweight fight in 4 years. He's 3-1 in the UFC as a bantamweight, 9-1 as a bantamweight, 9-1 overall. So he's comfortable at bantamweight.
Yeah.
I wonder why he's making this move. Is this a full-time move or is this just for this fight?
You never know. I mean, it depends how the fight goes, I guess. But it seems like this is probably where he's going to stay. Duke Rufus talked about it and said that it's just, the weight cutting diminishes him. They feel like he has more power.
He's a young kid, too. He's a young kid, so he's growing. Yes.
What have they both done in their last fight?
So Sergio is coming off of a unanimous decision loss to UCA Formiga on October 6th. And Rob Font is coming off a loss to Rafael Assuncao unanimous decision in Las Vegas at UFC 226, which was a tough fight, for anybody, Assuncao. But
give me Rob Font's record in the UFC.
He is 5-3 in the UFC.
Sergio Pettis decision.
I think
Daddy's pick. Daddy's pick. Here's what I want you to do. Daddy's picks. PIX.
Oh, cool.
Daddy's
so cool.
Daddy's picks. Go ahead. And of course,
I don't want to
EHB is going to make one now.
I'm not. What'd you call me?
EHB.
What does that mean? What does that stand for?
I forget what the first word is, but houseboy. Eager houseboy. Oh, eager houseboy. There you go.
Eager what?
Houseboy.
I don't want to be eager houseboy.
How about eager house lad?
Oh, there you go. Chap.
Yeah.
Can you have something with Kimura in there?
Let me see.
You know?
Kimura houseboy.
There you go.
I don't want to be a houseboy.
It's too late.
You can't make me be a houseboy, Jimmy. You're being a fucking bully. How do you bully me in here? It's not even right. I don't like the way it feels, Jimmy.
Because it kind of is a tempting offer.
What? What?
Just to be taken care
of. You call me Kimura houseboy? Anyway, I'm going to make my selection.
Please do.
Okay. I'm going to say Sergio Pettis. I think these guys are durable, man. Sergio Pettis decision.
I have the same thing. I think it's going to be a high energy fight, but they're both tough guys. I think it's going to be this. I don't know. These are all really close fights. It's hard to pick any of them. I like all the guys fighting, but I'm going to go with Pettis.
It doesn't change the fact that I've been around. Sure. I've been around the world. Jimmy, I've been around.
I've been around
the world. Oh. Yeah, join in, Jimmy. I've been around.
I've been around the world.
I've been around the world. That's the only word I don't know.
Who sings that?
I don't know.
I've been around the world. Is that the same song?
I've been around. Who sings that song? All right, next picks.
Now, Edson against Dan Hooker.
He doesn't have it up there yet.
Now, we were just talking, of course, about...
This is a real tough fight to pick.
Give us Dan Hooker.
Well, he just beat Jim Miller recently.
Yeah, he beat Jim Miller knockout. Before that. And then his last fight was Gilbert Burns. He knocked out Dorino at UFC 226.
How'd that go?
He's on a 4-fight win streak.
Wow. Dan Gilbert Hooker. Burns is no joke. How'd that go?
Yeah. No, that was a knockout.
What?
Yeah.
What was Edson's last fight?
It was against Kevin Lee.
Wow.
Oh, he hasn't fought since then?
No. No, he had two really tough fights in a row. The Khabib and beating, having, which was the decision, and then Kevin Lee was a doctor stoppage in the fifth round.
I don't see him losing a third fight in a row.
I agree.
Barboza. Here's what I'm going to take. Edson Barboza. Uh-huh. Third round knockout.
Can I sing my answer?
Yeah.
Can I?
I prefer it.
Barboza. Edson Barboza, it's only 3 days away. Come on, Jimmy. Barboza, Edson Barboza.
Did I take my thing out? Daddy's picks.
It's all.
That might be your best song on the show, Matt.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. So for the record, I'm picking Barboza, Edson Barboza.
Okay.
He's going to win. Okay, I don't know the rest. He's going to win on Saturday night. How? It's, you know what? Let me tell you something about this barn burner of a fight. Edson Barboza versus Dan Hooker. Let me tell you about it. I'm going to say he's going to win by second round spinning back kick to the head. Or KO or TKO in the second round.
Okay. This is
And I apologize for the song.
No, that was a great song.
Actually. No apologies, motherfuckers.
I went back and forth on this one a lot. Dan Hooker's on a great run, obviously, but I agree. I don't think Barboza's going to lose three fights in a row.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be contested standing, which is obviously...
Contested where, standing?
Yeah, like on
How
the...
How would you say contested
standing? I don't know. Well, how would you say it?
What did he say?
They're probably going to stand up.
Okay, well, it's probably going to be a... The fight is going to take place standing.
You believe this contest will take place on their feet? Okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
And so I give Barboza the edge there, so I take Barboza. But I'm going to take Barboza by decision because I think Dan Hooker's a tough dude. Main event time, Ally Quinta, Kevin Lee.
I got Al. I'll tell you afterwards off air what
Sounds
I
Sounds good. Yeah, I figured.
But I got Al.
I have Kevin Lee, of course.
Yeah. And
I say Kevin Lee by karate kicks in the first round.
Sure.
How dare you.
Now I'm going to take Al third round knockout.
I feel weird for you guys with this because I feel like you almost... feel obligated.
Well, we do to take Al because you're in the corner. It's However,
yeah, I wouldn't take. I wouldn't pick.
It'd be hard to pick against Al. Yeah. But I would probably refrain from picking if I was uncomfortable picking Al. I would just go, you know what? But I do think I don't think Al is going to lose again. Meaning, I don't think he's going to lose two fights in a row. But I'm not saying third round. I'm saying fourth round. I don't think it'll go to a decision because it's a 5-round fight.
Yep.
I'm going to say a fourth round TKO.
There you go. All right, and Matt, we'll get your official pick afterwards.
Yep. I'm excited about that, though. I really am excited. And I think Kevin's smart, like in a sense where he's like, man, I could tell you guys don't really believe it. How do you think he's going to do it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think if I sat here trying to convince him, no, we believe in Al. No, why? Dude, I think he's going to see an Al's face at weigh-ins. He's going to see our face in the corner. We have... the utmost confidence,
of course,
in the raging one. This dude, let me tell you, he might slay it at selling houses, but there's that. If anybody belongs in that cage, there's some guys just come to mind where it's like, all right, that's what he's made. That's what he's really made to do. You know what I mean? Like guys like I think of guys like Tony Ferguson, I think of guys like Khabib, and I think of guys like raging Ally Quinta. That's what the fuck. I mean, let me tell you. I just. Oh, yeah, yes.
Is Al afraid of a bar fight? If a guy came up to him in a bar, would he be nervous?
Al, how about this? Al needs the fight. He needs it. Like, I know Joe Rogan kind of jokes around where he doesn't and says, no, Al's a psychopath. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying he's made for that. I'm saying he's made for it. He's fucking made for it. He fights tooth and nail.
What is Al's record?
I don't know.
You know? Yeah, let me pull it up.
But he's a dangerous. He's as dangerous as they come.
Yes, he is.
And
he is 13-4-1.
Who is the draw?
With no Will Martinez back in the day, Ring of Combat. I mean, look. Here's the thing about Al. Very few people would take a fight against Khabib on a day's notice, and they offered it to other people.
They offered it to Pettis. He said no.
Yeah.
Felder tried to. Max tried to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Max flew in.
Max flew in.
Flew all the way from
Max Hawaii. Flew in. Fucking tried to lose weight.
Max?
What a psycho he is.
He's one of the ones, too, that's born to do it.
Matt is a
lunatic. Oh, 100%.
I mean, Max is a fucking lunatic. He literally he tried to lose 31 pounds in, 3 days? Dude, what a kook.
Dude, what about him?
What a maniac.
What about him after that third round telling him that he's ending it in that fourth round and going out and doing it? Dude, that fourth, and just talk about a guy having fun on the job.
Boy, does Max throw a lot of punches and kicks. He is so fucking accurate, man.
It's absurd. It was 3-1. And that must be so disheartening for, I mean, as much heart as Brian Ortega has. Every time he landed, Max was like, oh yeah? Ba-ba-ba, and hit him with three more shots.
But it's also got to bother Max, too, that like you're landing hundreds of shots and this guy just keeps coming.
I don't think it bothered him at all.
No?
When he didn't get him out of that fourth round, he didn't look discouraged. He's like, all right. He went back in the corner. He's like, all right, almost, guys. Maybe next round.
All right. Yeah,
what the fuck is that?
He knows he's winning.
That's a guy that's a fucking problem. Yes. That's a guy that you're not discouraging. And you're not getting it. Dude, I'm telling you, I can't wait to see what's next for Max.
I can't either.
It just brings a smile to my face, man. He's just a fucking, what a fun guy to watch. I'd love to see him and Connor again.
That fight makes a lot of sense. Why if Max goes up to 155, I mean, sure.
I mean, and they did go to distance early on when he was just a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just so impressive, man. Holy shit.
Interesting aspect of that fight, though. Connor tore his ACL during the fight.
Yeah. Oh, the first fight.
Yeah, where he went in injured and then it fully tore or whatever. During
Frankie Edgar, Max Holloway, that's the fight I want.
Sure.
I want Frankie to get that shot. He beat Cub Swanson. He was a gentleman. He fought Ortega. He took that loss. You know, it was quick. Frankie has always answered the call for the UFC.
Oh, and he's one of those guys that's like legend status that's still fighting.
Yes.
I mean, Frankie, obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's just... He's done so much, and, you know, I mean, he got stopped, once. Just the one time.
Yeah.
He got caught with that uppercut.
How do you think Zabit does against a guy like... Again, 14-1, it's not going to have you. But how do you think Zabit does against a guy like that?
A guy like...
Max Holloway. That's an interesting fight.
It'd be interesting. But you got...
I don't think Zabit's ready.
No.
And Kyle Bochniak, not for nothing. He weathered through and was actually coming back that third round. So... You could say, well, maybe Zabit didn't look at Kyle like he's going to look at Max. Hey, man, you did see Zabit. He did take everything and got right in his fucking face.
Yeah.
And he was in his face to the end. So then you look at that, and then you look at Max Holloway, and you say, uh-oh. But don't get me wrong, Zabit's a fucking scary dude.
Yeah, there's nothing flashy about Max. That's the problem. Like, a guy like Zabit comes in, he's throwing kicks, he's spinning, he's doing all this stuff. But if you get to the third round, fourth round, that can catch up to you. Max is just... throwing jabs, just throwing them right in your face the whole fight. The thing that was
so fast,
so crazy to me during that fight, Ortega's nose was broken, and every time Ortega would put his hand up to like clear the blood out of his nose, Max would punch him in the nose. And it's like, do you know how claustrophobic that must make you feel when your nose is broken? Yeah. You try to clear it out, and you're just getting hit again and
repeatedly
again.
Repeatedly getting punched. You probably should ask Max to stop.
Give me 1 second.
Jimmy.
I would say, hey, Max, you're not, please. As everybody knows, look, your confidence is important. Sometimes one change can make all the difference. Hair Club knows this, and they're inviting you to become a part of the Hair Club family to see how getting the most out of your hair can change your life. Everybody knows that. Like, you see people who's losing their hair, they do these awful comb-overs. Oh, hey, look, you're wearing a three-piece suit and a Dodgers hat. We know why you're wearing the hat. They understand the emotions you're feeling and the questions you're going to have. Hair Club is the leader in total hair solutions with a legacy of success for over 40 years. Now, whether you're looking to revitalize the growth in your own hair or to learn more about the latest proven methods for hair replacement or restoration, Hair Club's professionally trained stylists, hair health experts, and consultants will craft a personalized solution to ensure you feel your best and get the most out of your hair. See for yourself just how powerful great hair can be. And if you don't think it's powerful, again, look at what people do to hide their awful hair. It's embarrassing. The dumb comb, the wigs. Stop it. Go to hairclub.com/unfiltered today. Because, you know, Matt and I, let's be honest, neither one of us are great hair examples. Mine is pretty good. Matt's doesn't exist.
No, he has none.
However, our friends have hair, and we support them. Chris has an Eddie Munster head of hair. And I hope when you start losing it, you don't call Hair Club, because then that would make you look good again. All right. Hairclub.com/unfiltered today. Free hairstyle, free hair analysis, and a free take-home hair care kit, all valued at over $300. That's hairclub.com/unfiltered for a free hair analysis, free hair care kit, hairclub.com/unfiltered.
When's Jessica Rose Clark calling you?
Yeah, a couple of minutes. I'm going to give her a call.
Why don't you give her a call now?
Yeah,
sure. I'd like to talk
about her. Oh, give her a jingle
She's
now.
She's fighting Andrea Lee.
Yes, she is. Why don't you give her a jingle?
All right. You know, let's talk to Jessica and see what she's been up to. She's from, let me see. She's from Guam. No, she's not. She's from Australia. You know that, right?
Yeah, she lives in Vegas now, though.
Oh, she trains out of, she trains BJJ at a 10th Planet, Las Vegas. You know?
Yeah.
She's 2-1 so far in her UFC tenure. Winning her first two octagon fights. Two, we spelled two, T-O, by the way. Threw me off. Jesus, so it's so ridiculous. She beat Beck Rawlings. She beat Paige VanZant. I just wanted to say VanZant.
Yeah, that was her debut.
Before losing her most recent bout against Jessica I. Who's looking awesome lately, Jessica I? Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing, Jessica?
No, we didn't get her yet.
Oh, shit.
Okay. We'll call her in a couple minutes. We're early.
But listen,
well, only
man,
by 4 minutes.
Andrea... Angie, and she's fighting Andrea, who won her octagon debut and holds a 9-2 record overall, including five straight wins. Did you know that?
I did not.
I'm telling you now, man.
How did you know?
I'm reading it. But I do know. I follow this shit. Chris the producer gets it. He does all our hard work, you know? He does all our hard work, and then we brush up on it. But, you know, this girl, I mean, she's just going on a – she has got that win streak, but – so that win streak's not all UFC fights, so you don't know who the hell she's fighting and where.
Right.
You know?
Right.
In the back, wait.
Word them up.
Where did...
That's my new thing.
Very cool.
You like that?
Yeah, it's great. Well, you know what's interesting, though, now? Like,
why KGB Lee? Andrea KGB Lee.
Well, it's probably something to do with the Soviets.
Yeah, well, she trains out of Texas. One of her coaches thinks she looks Russian, so she just gave her the nickname KGB.
Oh, I was kidding.
Yeah. No, that's real.
Oh, goodness.
But she had been fighting in Invicta. She had a bunch of fights in Invicta, legacy fighting. So it's not like she's been fighting no one, but right. It's different to have a win streak going to the UFC versus anywhere else. And the interesting thing is, too, the women's flyweight division now is a different situation because Valentina's the champion. You know, you feel like that'll raise the bar of the division the same way Joanna did when she entered the strawweight division, you know?
Well, Valentina's a, I mean, she's a problem. She's a problem for her. Oh, yeah. She's a problem for the weight class above, too. I mean, where she just came from. What do you call it?
Bantamweight.
Yeah. You know, I think she had to. She fought really well versus the champ, Amanda Nunes. You know
yeah,
I mean?
And that's a fight that Valentina, like, to this day, is like, no, I won that fight.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, man, she can make a case for that.
Sure.
I thought it was that close, you know? She definitely didn't get beat up.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Nah, she's just something.
No, finish Juliana Pena, which is not an easy thing, especially if she's saying 125 is really where she should be fighting. You know, she's fighting girls a lot bigger than her.
And Andrea, she used to fight where at KGB Lee? Where'd she used to fight?
So I was saying, like, legacy fighting, Invicta.
Well, she was an Invicta.
Yeah, yeah. So she's, you know, fighting the highest competition she could fight before getting to the UFC, pretty much.
Can you put their pictures up there? You don't got that up there.
I can get it.
Let me see. I like to see when they're squaring off. Jimmy, I got that shot in my knee yesterday. I got to get another one next week, Jimmy. Three shots.
Swelling?
Well, it's basically, Jimmy, it's the, what I tell you, the gel for with some cushion and the stem cells to hope, like, turn that shit around, Jimmy. Yep. And then I got to get an operation on the 10th. I told you that already, Jimmy. That's my other knee.
Should do it on December 24th.
I got to get my, it's mean. Huh? Santa, for Christmas, could you take the fucking fluid out of my knee? Sure. Santa? Huh? I'll leave you a cookie, you fat fuck.
Oh, that's nice language for Santa.
I'm sorry, everybody.
For Santa. People hate when I say Santa.
You know what? I hate that fucking little elf.
So this is going to be a very good fight. 9-5 and against 9-2. So hopefully she picks up the phone.
Andrea Lee. Any relation to Kevin? That's the first question I'm going to ask.
He's his sister.
Yeah?
Yep. Here we go. We got her. Jessica Rose Clark. Hello, Jessica.
Jessica,
how are
your
you?
Very first tattoo. Tell me about it. What sparked?
That's a great idea. That's a good question. What was your first tattoo?
I'm going to ask you. Your first tattoo, what was it?
All right.
And, you know, what do you think about that?
I'm going to steal that question.
That was one of the fans' questions, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you did. Matt Steele fan question.
Credit. We don't even have them here.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do have them. We do have them here. I just found that. Yeah. Do they ask that?
Yep.
Somebody asked, are you single? Do they get, and no,
yeah, they
this is not
know.
From Chris the producer.
Not all asking that.
I like when it says something random. That's how you know it.
Are you single? She's 31. I'd be good with her.
We know you both have great stand. Why am I reading the questions now?
I don't know. You're spoiling the fun.
Jessica Rose, how old were you when you got your first tattoo? And what does your tattoos mean to you?
I think that's a fair question. I'll open up with it.
There you go.
Jessica! The tattoos. How many do you have, if you don't mind me starting off the interview that way? What's the first one you got? What's the motivation? What's it mean to you? Do you regret any of the tattoos you've gotten?
Who's this guy?
That's just me.
That's just you.
That's how I'm going to do my interviews from now on. All
right. Do it again?
Jessica, what was the main motivation for the first tattoo? How many do you have?
God, dude.
Really,
really,
really, really awful. It's going to be really fucking awful.
Annoying. Oh, by the way, The Last Kingdom, the third season, just came out on Netflix. And I just want to let people know. I mean, listen, hey, Ultred, whatever your name is. What a badass.
We got her on the phone.
Got fucking Vikings and pagans and Christians and just a bunch of fighting going on, Jimmy. Yep. It's like Game of the Thrones, but none of the Game of the Thrones?
Matt. You're a big fan.
It's like the Game of the Thrones. But it's but no dragons and no magic or nothing.
Are you sad about this being the last season?
Well, they're going to come out with other stuff with it, like other shows that in that world.
Oh, from the same character,
Jimmy. I liked it. I like a little like escapism, Jimmy.
I do too.
That's why I'm a grown man that likes like comic book movies.
Nothing wrong with escapism,
you know.
Nothing at all. That's why, look, escapism, fighting for anyone who's not a fighter is escapism. You're watching. It's like entertainment. It's you know.
It's stories, Jimmy. I like stories of there heroes and villains.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
You know.
What?
We don't have her yet.
Okay.
You know, I mean, sometimes, Jimmy, I feel like a hero.
You should.
You know?
You are one to me.
My story's still being written.
I know you're one to Chris.
100%.
Thank you, Chris.
My story is done being written.
No,
there's
Jimmy.
Nothing left in my story.
Jimmy.
Trust me.
Jimmy.
There's no more semicolons, no more ellipses or whatever they're called. It's a period.
No.
It's a wrap.
Jimmy, it's not, Jimmy.
It is.
It's not over. In the beginning of the new Marvel trailer for the new Avengers Endgame.
Oh, good. Another event. Can they stop with the fucking Avengers?
How dare
Well, this one's called Endgame. I hope that
it's called Endgame, fuckface. Oh, Jimmy!
Should be called Gerald's Game, where they're fucking tying each other to the bed and being kinky in the woods. A damn Stephen King reference.
I don't like it, Jimmy. You're fucking with my emotions, is what's going on. What's that from? That's from Friday. Yeah, telling you, Smokey, you fuck with my emotions. All right, I don't know. You're playing with my emotions. This is the thing. Big Perm said that. All right, Big Perm. Listen, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Tony Stark, he's talking to Pepper Potts. I know the name is.
Oh, he's Iron Guy. Yeah, I know who he is.
Don't say Iron Guy. How Jimmy?
Iron Chap.
You're not being cool. How was Izzy's birthday party the other day? What's his name?
Izzy.
Ozzy?
No, it's Izzy.
Anyway.
It's fine. I was
Izzy,
talking to
Izzy
Mike
Manson. Yeah,
I was hanging out with Mike Manson.
These are my jokes. This is for my jokes today.
No, they're good. Izzy was good. Mike Manson was good.
Right.
Fucking Jeff Wilde.
Anyway. I don't know who
Shannon, his wife. So tell me.
Iron Man says, well, it's part of what you're saying. He
what
says,
does Iron Guy say?
Well, he's going to die. He's talking, like, he's leaving, like, a last message. He's in space, flowing through his page in a little thing. And he's talking, like, he's leaving a message for his wife, his fiance, Pepper Potts, who's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the trailer. How is that mask going to get back to her?
Well, he's saying, listen, if you find this somehow. But that's not the point. Don't ruin my moment. The thing is this, Chris, the producer.
Yeah.
He's basically saying, listen, the end. Part of the journey is the end. When he said that, yeah, Iron Man!
You like
dropping
that?
Some philosophy. Hey, part of the journey is the end.
I had mixed feelings.
Jimmy?
Yeah, I understand.
Part of the journey is the end.
You're not a goose.
You know, none of us want it to end, though.
That is my problem with those movies. Like, I did enjoy the one that just came out because there's a lot
Which
of characters.
Yeah, it's fun.
Whatever. With
fun!
But that's my problem with it, where they try to get so like deep philosophical. But it's show me what's going on.
Exactly. You know? Show me a man flying around with fire boots.
Listen to me.
I don't need Robert Downey Jr. telling me.
Well, I mean, I don't
what
either.
Do you want him to be like, okay, I'm going to die, and then they're going to reboot the franchise? Nah, dude, what do you want?
No,
break down the fourth? It's not Deadpool.
I want
can't
him to
break
be,
down the fourth wall.
That's true.
I want Robert Downey Jr. to be fucking naked, crawling on the floor like he was in Less
Jimmy.
Than Zero.
Oh, that was
that's
funny.
That's what
though.
I want to have happen to Iron
he
Man.
Wanted to get it. Dude, so that's going to happen to me. The end of that movie is going to be me. We're going to be in here, and one day my head's just going to drop back like Robin Downey Jr. in the fucking convertible.
All naked. Oh, did he die in that?
Yeah, dude. They finally got him out from having to blow people from his buddy that's a drug dealer.
Yeah, Andrew, James Spader.
James Spader broke a glass over somebody's head and they got him out of there. Him and that other chick that was in Lost Boys, they're getting out of there and they're driving and all of a sudden he's in the back seat and his head just pops back and he's dead. It's what?
His lips were all crusty. He had a nice hiney though in that moment. Did you notice that?
Yeah, what? Iron Man, stop it, Jimmy.
Iron Man's got good cheeks.
Listen, man. Listen, all I know is... Finally. Jessica. First tattoo, shoot, bang. No? Nothing?
No.
You have a new memory from Moscow. Why is that going
on? A new memory from Moscow?
That came up on my phone.
I don't need my phone telling me shit like that. It's just too weird.
I don't need it either, man, especially when I'm doing a money podcast. You know what I mean? I got fucking three kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Joe Rogan was saying this the other day, talking about...
I love Joe, and I do not agree with this point. Even though his point's probably right, it's not what I want to say.
What could be next for Conor McGregor? He was talking about it on the Joe Rogan Experience. He said, the big money fight is versus Nate Diaz. If I was a promoter, I'd be calling Nate and saying, what do we have to do? Give him what he wants. Give him a lot of money. It's not just a good fight. It's a gigantic fan-friendly fight. And then he also thinks that the Cowboy fight would be a fun fight.
I'd like to see, yes. Yeah. But is Cowboy going to fight 155 again? I don't know.
Yeah, Cowboy, I think he is going. Yeah, he's going back.
He wants that fight. That
against Conor? Yeah, anybody wants that. I mean, Ngannou would come down to 155 to fight Conor. They all want to fight him.
I don't know if that's a great fight for Conor, Cowboy. I mean, as far as... Cowboy could change levels and add in some takedowns. I mean, he really can. His ground game is, I don't want to say underrated now, because people, obviously, they saw him just submit Perry. And then he also, you know, who else did he submit? What's his name? Cowboy Oliveira that time with that fucking money triangle from Mountain. I mean, he's got some slick jiu-jitsu.
Yes, he does.
He could do some stuff at kicking range. Khan is very accurate. That is a fun, and they both got good personalities for the game.
They do.
You know what I mean? So
I don't think Cowboy would be intimidated by him at all.
Oh no, fuck no.
That's not Cowboy's.
That's not happening.
No.
No, Cowboy's not intimidated by anybody, man.
Yeah, I don't think he would be either. No. So that would be a great fight. I mean, you know, again, for me, Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmy. For your money?
You know who I want to see fighting him?
Who?
Frankie Edgar.
Ooh, you know what, guys? We got...
That's a different weight, but
Jessica
still.
Rose Clark on it. Okay. Right.
All right, Matt, you know...
Jimmy!
UFC featherweight contender, Brian Ortega. How tough is Brian Ortega? We all know how tough he is, and then you see what he did with Max Holloway. Yes, the doctor stopped it after the fourth, but that wasn't Brian's call. Brian was going to go there with his eye hanging out. Like one of those Halloween glasses. Brian was ready to go out and continue fighting. He loves the strategy. You know what else he loves, Matt?
Tyo tires!
That's right, Matt. Because like T-City, Toyo tires are as tough as they come, and they are the official tires of the UFC for a reason. There's a lot to love about Toyo tires. Aggressive design, proven on and off-road capabilities, tires for any weather, and the toughness to back it all up. There's a confidence that comes with Toyo tires. So no matter what you're driving, no matter where you're driving, you can count on Toyo tires. Confidence comes with tough tires. Yeah, how many times I've said that to a woman on a first date? Many. She'd be like, so what are your dreams? And I'll say, confidence comes from tough tires. I shout it. They love it. Tough people love tough tires. If you're tough, these are the tires for you. Even if you're not tough and you want to look tough, Toyo tires. The next time you need tires, just ask for Toyo. There's a reason they're the official tire of the UFC. Learn more. ToyoTires.com/UFC. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Sorry I'm late.
Ah, that's okay. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask about your tattoos.
That's my question.
Oh, yeah? What do you want to know?
What was your first one? Oh, sorry, Matt. What did you want to ask?
I wanted to ask Jessica. Jessica, hi, Jessica. By the way, it's Matt Serra and Jim Norton.
Hello.
I don't know if we even introduced ourselves. But Jessica, which was your, when did you get your very first tattoo? And what did it mean to you? What was? Was it something special?
Yeah, my mom, we tried to get one when I was 17, so the legal age is 18 in Australia, and you can't get them unless you're 18. So we tried to get one when I was 17, they said no. So then, like, 2 days after my 18th birthday, my mom took me to get my first tattoo. She chose it and everything.
What is it?
Under the it's a gecko. It's like a tribal gecko on my hip. It's really bad.
No, it's bad.
Is it bad?
It's pretty bad.
And your
it's
mom?
Pretty bad.
Now, did you regret it instantly, or was it? Did it take a while? And you're like, oh boy.
It was once I started getting better tattoos that I realized how shitty it was. Oh. But I've thought about covering it up, but I kind of don't want to. Like, no one can see it. You know, she bought it for me for my 18th. She was supposed to get it as well. She chose it. She was supposed to get it. And then she was like, yeah, actually, I'm not going to get that. And then so I ended up with a shitty gecko tattoo for my 18th birthday.
How awful is that when you agree to get a tattoo with someone and then they see what it looks like and they're like, you know what? You can have that permanent thing. I don't want it.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. It kind of sucked. But I got so many shitty tattoos that it's like just another one of the bad ones.
What's a shitty one you have, another shitty one? Because I'm looking at all your tattoos, but I want to know what you think is shitty.
Oh, well, I've had a lot of them covered up. I used to have my name written on my leg pretty big, and then I got that covered up.
What was
and
it? I'm sorry?
Her name on
my
her
name.
Leg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it said Jesse, and I had it touched up like 4 times because it was terrible, and it just never got any better. So then I covered the whole thing with another very poorly done cover-up tattoo, the big dagger on my leg. You can still see the tattoo underneath. It's fucking... am I allowed to swear?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Celebrate.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking retarded. So.
Now, Jessica, how much thought gets put into this? Now, you get a thought like, oh, you know what? That, or do you go there like window shopping? Like, oh, that's a nice one. Or do you go in there with a... good.
It's got a lot of them, like, my tattooist is one of my really good friends in Vegas, so it'll be, I'll text her at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning with an idea that I have, and she's like, yeah, cool, come in on Friday. Or sometimes, like, I've messaged her, and I'll be like, all right, I want to get this, like, rad dragon, and then I turn up, and I don't like the design, so then I'm like, let's change it to something else and kind of pick something on the spot. Like, I have a flamingo on my tricep that was supposed to be a dragon with a T-shirt on.
Wait, could you say that again? You had a what?
A flamingo, okay. Like the bird.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a flamingo on my tricep, which when I got to the shop, it was supposed to be a dragon with a T-shirt on it, but I didn't like the picture she'd drawn up. Then, like, we just kind of went through a bunch of images, and I was like, yeah, all right, that one.
Did you tell her you didn't like the picture, or are you polite about it? Or, I guess you have to be blunt. It's your body.
Yeah, I told her. It's her job. Like, if she's doing something shitty, she should be told that it's shitty so that she can get better.
How do they cover them up?
They just tattoo over them.
Oh, okay. Because they do laser stuff, too. Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah. I've thought about it, but I feel like that's even more painful than getting tattooed. And I really, really hate getting tattooed. It is so fucking painful. I hate it so much.
That's so crazy.
It looks like you hate it.
Why do you keep doing it?
Because I'm like, I get one, and I'm like, fuck, yeah, that's sick. I love it. And I'll book it for another one, like, a week later. And then every time... I'm, like, super excited about it until the day comes. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing? And then once it actually starts, I'm like, it's excruciating pain the whole time. But I've already started, so I'm not going to stop.
You actually sound like me with relationships. You know, they're a disaster. Yeah. I hate them and they hurt, but I keep doing them.
Yeah. Well, see, I replaced relationships with tattoos.
Now, do you like guys with tattoos? Is that your thing? Like, do you have a thing? Like, do you like a guy who's all tatted up or you don't care?
Honestly, I prefer ones who aren't. I always like when I meet someone who's a clean skin, but they're so few and far between. Oh, I also like to be the one to take people to get their first tattoo. Like, I don't know if anyone knows that Gian Vellante has the inside of his lip done, but I took him to get that one done because he was clean skin before he met me.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is breaking news on UFC Unfiltered. Now, that's my guy. That's my buddy, Gian, the heartthrob. The heartthrob. You should have got heartthrob put on his freaking...
John Vellante.
Yes. So wait, what is on his lip?
You haven't seen it?
No, what is it?
No, they're always kissing.
What do you think it would be?
It's got to do something with ladies loving him, like heartthrob.
No.
Or,
I think it says fuck you and you pull the lip down.
What does it say?
It's the middle finger emoji. It's tatted on the inside of his lip.
Really?
Yeah.
And you did that. You're responsible for that.
Yeah.
How did you talk him into
really
that?
Persuasive. He brought it up. We were kind of partying in Vegas at the start of the year, and he was like, oh, I got no tattoos. I'm like, yeah, don't get any. And he's like, what if I got my lip done? Actually, no, we were eating tacos. And he's like, what if I got the inside of my lip done? Do you think they'd do it? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And I text my tattooist straight away, and I think we went the next day.
And he did it. Wow.
Yeah, he did it. It only took like 15 seconds to do. And he said it didn't hurt. But he was like, you know, John, he talks a lot anyway, but he was like, I think he was nervous about it because he did not shut up. But they loved him in there.
they love him. They love him anyway. That's why his nickname is the Heartthrob. Yeah.
Why is that? Do girls like him?
Girls like Gian Vellante.
They do.
I say Gian because that's how
fine.
He,
yeah.
He says his Gian. Full name. Yeah. I mean, they say John, but I think Gian is more fitting.
By the way, Jessica, we have fan questions for you. We have other questions to ask, but there's a couple of fan questions, and we've been doing this new feature here. Matt, you have the fan questions? You did
Why
have
do
them.
Why do you do that to me, Jimmy?
Why you have them?
Oh, I do have them, Jimmy. he always throws me curveballs. The first one. Okay, now great. This looks like just weird. It's like Jessica Rose Clark. Is she single? And no, this is not a question from Chris, the producer, which I think it probably is. Jessica, between us, it probably is, yeah. And he's a married.
Was
guy.
It Chris, the producer?
It might be. So, are you single, Jessica?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, totally.
Good and proudly good.
Yeah.
Wow. Jimmy, there's other ones. Jimmy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, hey, she and I would be a good match because I don't have any tattoos.
She could take you for your first tattoo and then kick the shit out of you.
I like clean skin. I like taking people to get their first tattoo.
All right, well, how about this? If I didn't go for my first tattoo, if we just hung out, but I said I would get a tattoo, but then I didn't.
Boop. Yeah, I'd be pretty annoyed.
Oh, shit, Jimmy.
What should I get, though? I don't want people seeing it. What should I get?
Yeah, I don't know. You could get the inside of your lip done like John did.
No, I don't
want. Yeah, whatever you want.
I want the underside of my foot. Would that hurt?
Oh, dude, that's. Please don't ever do that. I wouldn't even ever do that. That's supposed to be one of the most painful spots.
On the underside of the foot.
Yeah, dude. I watched a girl get it done in my tattoo shop, and she was screaming. And I couldn't understand why you would get the bottom of your feet tattooed.
And who the hell's going to see
you're
that?
You're not going to see it. No, yeah, like, what's the point? You just put yourself through pain for nothing. And she got something stupid like Korean fucking writing that said, stay grounded or some bullshit. It was really dumb.
Oh, because I'm out of a relationship now. I'm single, so I want to get my ex's name tattooed just so I can think of her sometimes.
So, but I'm into that.
People have the collarbone. I heard the collarbone is a really painful area, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I have underneath mine done. That didn't really hurt. The only ones that really hurt bad were my fingers. My fingers and my wrist.
What'd you get by your fingers?
I have tons of stuff on my fingers. Like, my fingers are all done. The inside is really bad. And I've had a cover-up on the inside as well. And that was probably one of the worst pains I've ever felt.
You know, I wound up getting... acupuncture a few times, and then once it depends on where they put those needles, and those needles sometimes they put right where your fingernail meets your finger.
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
I know, it's very painful. That's one of the more painful ones. They do it in your toes too.
What do you do that for?
It's just to relax or whatever.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, it helps you like blood
relaxing.
Flow. But I mean, anything with the fingers is very painful. But I can't imagine actually getting a tattoo there.
Yeah, but they're so quick, you know? Like, I have portraits done on my knuckles. Actually, I have my dog portrait on my big knuckle, on my left hand, and that was really bad. But the rest of them were over so quickly that it's kind of like, fuck, that hurts. Oh, no, we're done.
What kind of dog?
You kind of deal with it.
Must be a little dog. It's on your knuckle portrait. Yeah. Is it a Shih Tzu?
No. I have two blue heelers, Australian cattle dogs.
Oh. Are they big or no?
Nah, little. Well, I like medium size.
And what made you pick 10th Planet in Vegas? Like, what was it that you liked so much there? Were you living in Vegas full time, or were you not sure where to go, and that place just kind of hit you?
I've been living in Vegas for 2 years, and then a year ago, I actually think it was Anthony Burchak that took me there. I was talking to him one day, and he's like, oh, come down to 10th Planet. So I went, yeah, cool, turned up there on a Sunday for open mat, just met Coach Casey, loved him, like, loved everyone that was there, and just kind of never left. Well, I left for about 6 months, and then I've just gone back recently. But I love it. It's just got a really good atmosphere, you know. Like, they work really hard, but they're super, they're super positive. There's nothing negative going on in there. Coach Casey's 10th Planet style is still very MMA specific, you know, because he has so many MMA fighters in that gym that he doesn't really do like rubber guard and all the 10th Planet specific stuff. He tries to keep it more beneficial for fighting. I like that too. And I don't like wearing the gi.
Oh, interesting.
And you don't like what?
She doesn't like wearing the gi.
Oh.
I don't. Like- I'm going back to gi training after this fight. I've already put it in point. I've already planned it, but I'm not excited about it.
Now, listen, you're fighting Andrea Lee. She's 9-2. She's on a fight winning streak, but only one of those fights is in the UFC. What are your thoughts on her?
She is undoubtedly very good. I've been watching her for a long time. I've been wanting to fight her for a long time, but I don't really give any credit to the five-fight win streak because I've trained with some of the girls that she fought in that win streak, and I don't think that's justified.
All right, see that? You know? There's different levels.
Yeah. Yeah. So but that's cool. You know, her last fight was awesome. Veronica's a legit fighter, a legit competitor. Yeah, there's no doubt she's good. I've been wanting this fight for so long, probably for 2 years. So I'm happy that it's happening.
And you had sent her, too, a nice... Now, I guess this was before you guys signed on to fight, but she had that domestic incident, and you sent her an encouraging message. I guess her and her husband had a fight or something, and you sent her an encouraging message on social media, which was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I told her, like, I've been through a similar situation, which was actually why I moved out to Vegas, you know, was to get away from it, and... when I saw what she was going through, I just told her that I had a spare room, and if her and her daughter needed to get away, I offered to pay for their flights and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just because I know what it's like to feel like you have nowhere to go. So I just wanted to make sure that she knew that there was somewhere, you know?
Where were you leaving from? You said that you went to Vegas to get away from a situation. Where were you?
Sydney, Australia.
Oh, you were still back home. Okay. Now, are you worried when you go back to Sydney or no?
No, not at all. Not at all. I've moved so far past that, and I know that particular person isn't in Sydney anymore, so it's not a problem.
Okay, good. That's also encouraging for other women, too, that, you know, it happens to people, so at least you have some kind of a good positive message out of it.
Yeah, I try to. Like, I try to use it to help as many people as I can, because I think it's a subject that kind of gets swept under the carpet a lot, so if I can bring more light to it and show that you can kind of get better from it, because I wouldn't be in the UFC if it didn't happen, because I wouldn't have moved out to Vegas, you know, and I fully credit moving to Vegas being the reason why I am where I am right now. So I can't even be that upset about it anymore.
All right, listen, we had a little technical glitch there. The last few seconds, you did not miss much of the interview.
So saying goodbye.
Yeah, Jessica just said goodbye, and she said, Jim, I think you're really fantastic, kind of cute. And I was like, come on now, let's keep it professional.
That didn't happen.
All right, well, there's no reason to tell them that. We had a technical failure.
Oh, that's right.
No, we Jessica just said goodbye, and she comes see us in studio.
She's awesome, though.
She's great.
She loves to talk. I like it.
But she's a good talker.
Good personality. Good energy, Jimmy.
So much fun to watch. And I'm looking at her Instagram. Her tattoos are awesome.
I'm following her.
Not
like a stalker, Jimmy.
Miss Jessie something.
I'm following her on Instagram now.
So thank you to her for calling in. Thank you very much to Kevin Lee.
We had a good time.
Yes, we did.
We always have a good time, Jimmy.
Good luck to Al this weekend.
Raging Al this weekend. I cannot wait.
Yes,
I am super excited, man. I'm going down. Me, Longo, Aljo, Bubba Rob there, Dennis. We're going to have a good time, man.
Have a good trip.
Oh, dude, man, I love my team. Jimmy. All
right, buddy.
All right. Have anything fun. Else we want to say now? Anything? Anything?
Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Now, remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. radio.com/UFC Unfiltered or wherever you get your shows. Not my business.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.